Hey son, Svejsan, it's Jörgen Sundberg here with, you guessed it, the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're speaking to a nearly 200-year-old bank that's gone through some serious transition of late and really looking at how important having a clear employer brand has been to the journey. Jolly good, let's start the show. Debbie Silotto, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So please tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I work for Citizens Bank in the United States, and we're headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island. And I actually work out of Massachusetts. And my role at the bank is to lead our employer brand marketing function. We sit in the talent acquisition organization and work very closely with our stakeholders across the bank to really understand and tell the story of our colleagues and why Citizens is a great place to work and why candidates should consider working for us. We have a small team, so it's myself as the lead. We have a copywriter, a designer, and someone who owns our social media and project coordination.
Okay, great. And for those of us who are not from the area, could you tell us a little bit about Citizens Bank, the size of it, maybe compared to other banks in the US, and also how many employees have you got?
Sure. So Citizens Bank is considered a regional bank, and we are the 13th largest bank in the United States. Mm-hmm. We're primarily on the eastern side of the U.S. in 11 states. We have 17,000 employees. We hire around 7,000 people a year, so a good size organization. And we, you know, are very well known for our work in the community and giving back. And that's a really big part of our attraction strategy for candidates considering Citizens.
Great. Okay. And how would you describe the corporate culture down at the bank?
Sure. So we have a number of divisions within the bank. We have the retail side. So you think about your traditional branches where you go in and bank. We have the corporate side. We have commercial. So, you know, we certainly have a vast array of cultures, I think, that exist within our organization. But if you were sort of to think about as a whole, who are we and what does it feel like to work for Citizens? I would say collaboration across business lines with peers, with leaders is certainly something that stands out. I think where we are as an organization, separating from the Royal Bank of Scotland just 2.5 years ago, really is gives people an opportunity to really make a difference, have ideas, have them considered, and really put ideas into action. So I think that's something that's unique about the bank, and that makes us unique. I think people are genuinely good. I think people really care about one another and helping each other succeed. So you really have that sense of, friendship among your peers. And I think that really stands out as part of our culture. And we're always looking forward to the future and sort of, what's next? How do we get better? How do we, continue to improve on where we are today? And I think that's really a part of who we are as well.
Right. Okay. And so you hire 7,000 people a year. What talent challenges are you faced with?
Sure. So we have, like I said, the retail division. So you think about the roles there. It's sort of more in volume recruitment. You're hiring a lot of tellers, a lot of personal bankers, licensed relationship bankers. So you're working in that space and it's really the volume. But getting those quality candidates who are really focused on building relationships with our customers and really making a difference. So we're really focused not only on the volume, but getting those quality people in the door because that's the most critical asset we have is our colleagues who interact with our customers. So, you certainly have that side of it. And then we have sort of these specialty sales roles. So you have your mortgage loan officers, you have business banking, you have commercial banking. So you're trying to find, you know, people with this, you know, very unique skill set. You've got to go out and hunt, you know, and find those people and attract them to our organization. So when you think of employer brand on that side, you know, it's a very different strategy than it is on the volume retail side. So we certainly have both feet, you know, both sides of that.
And what would be the number one challenge? Is it that competitors have more of an attraction, or is it salaries? You know, what's the one thing you think makes it hard?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, in many of our markets, there's a lot of competition for talent. You know, you think about the retail space, you're not just competing with your peer banks, you're competing with large banks, you're competing with other industries, you know, that we might recruit from. So I think there's just generally a lot of competition for talent, you know, and if you're, if it's people you're trying to attract from outside of banking, helping people understand, you know, that there's this human aspect of banking and building relationships and, you know, working for an organization that, you know, cares about their customers and, you know, giving back in the community. I don't think, you know, in general, when you think of banking, that's what you think about. So really telling that story to attract those candidates.
Great. Okay. Well, let's dive into your employer brand. I mean, first of all, what's the whole strategy behind your employer brand? And also, let's also turn look at the EVP. So maybe first with, yeah, could you just tell us about the strategy behind employer brand in general?
Yeah. So, you know, if we look back, you know, 3 years when I first joined the bank, you know, was really when we, you know, started on this journey and building out our employer brand function to where it is today. And we really looked across, you know, all of the channels you traditionally use for marketing, you know, and worked collaboratively with our marketing team to really build that on the employer brand side. So, you know, starting with understanding our EVP, which I know we'll get to, you know, but understanding what are our pillars, you know, what are the things people want in an employer, and what does Citizens offer? What makes us different? What makes us unique? And then building an activation strategy to really get that message out there through a variety of channels. So that was sort of a big piece where we started, you know. So now I think, you know, looking forward 3 years, you know, we have a really great website. We have, you know, great storytelling content on our career site. We have a strong media strategy. You know, we have a you know, very well-developed talent community. You know, social media, you know, is really starting to pick up and get there for us. So, you know, really activating through your traditional marketing channels to really get that brand out there in the marketplace.
Great. Okay. So what is your EVP? Or do you call it EVP or people promise?
We do call it our EVP. Yep. And so when we did this work, you know, several years back, what it boiled down to was four pillars and a positioning statement. So our positioning statement is maximize your impact. And I think that speaks to where we were and where we are now as a bank. You know, we were going through an IPO, we were changing, we were becoming a standalone regional bank, you know, and we were, you know, as a colleague, you come here and you can really do some amazing things. I mean, I think about myself and the fact that I built, you know, was able to build with my team an entire employer brand function in a year. I mean, not many places you can go and do all the things that, you know, I've been able to do myself and experience that firsthand. And you think, you know, across the organization, other people have had similar experiences. So our four pillars are put your ideas into action. So really talks about the fact that your voice is heard, your ideas are considered, you have access to leadership to, you know, to share these ideas, you know, and we've really put these into place and we've seen some really great things come from our colleagues to really make the bank an even better place to do business and in our community. Accelerate your potential. Again, talks to where we are as an organization that, you know, you can start in the retail bank, for example, you know, and work your way up. If you start as a teller, maybe, you know, over the course of time, you get promoted into, you know, a licensed relationship banker. Maybe you want to be a branch manager. Maybe one day you want to go into the wealth side and be a financial consultant. But it really talks to, you know, that opportunity to build a career within our organization. Stronger together. So that talks about sort of that teamwork and that culture of collaboration. You know, that really makes up who we are, and then drive forward with confidence. So Citizens is actually, a strong brand, and it has a lot of history dating back to the late 1800s. So you have this legacy, really cements who we are as an organization. And though we're going through these changes, you know, and going through the IPO and, you know, now a standalone regional bank, you know, well on our way to success, you have that as your foundation. So when we did this research, you know, these were the sort of four core pillars that, you know, we weave into all of our, you know, our marketing collateral, our brand campaign, our stories that we're telling from our colleagues. It's all woven throughout. So you really have that cohesive message across all of your marketing channels.
Great. Okay. And how it's kind of a leading question, but how useful do you feel that this EVP, the pillars and the statement have been coming, you know, going through an IPO and also breaking up with another company just a couple of years before. So going through some massive transition, how has that aided talent acquisition?
Yeah, so I think it was critical to do the exercise of the research to understand what those messages were exactly when we did it. I mean, I think it was the perfect time to say, who are we as a regional bank, as an individual bank now, you know, in the United States? I think it was really the foundation of all of the work that we did. And it was sort of our playbook that we worked off of, you know, when we went into designing our brand campaign, when we went into redesigning our entire career site, when we, you know, started to, you know, think about content and storytelling. That was what we worked off of. And that was really, what we use to align all of our messaging. So I think it was critical for us to go through that exercise and really have a plan to work off of.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's get into how you communicate and activate this EVP and the whole employer brand.
Sure. So the first thing that we did was a campaign, and sort of looking at the creative aspects, the messaging, you know, the brand tone and voice, you know, that was the first step in activation. And so we came up with three concepts. We actually sent those concepts out to several thousand employees, actually, to get their feedback. And 1,800 responded with their opinions on the campaigns. So we really wanted it to speak from their voice, and so we selected a campaign, based on that and socializing through the organization with marketing and media, our media relations partners and HR and strategic comms. So we did a lot of socializing to really, you know, get that creative in a good space. And so we launched that, and that creative really, was activated in the career site that we redesigned and launched. You know, we redid all of our marketing collateral, you know, rewrote all of the copy on our career site and our marketing pieces. And then, you know, I think once we launched into content and storytelling, you know, understanding how do we get these messages from our colleagues, that underscores, you know, those pillars, social media, again, weaving into all of our messaging, you know, those four pillars. And then internal alignment with our strategic comms team, you know, they were using a lot of that same language on our intranet and the pieces they were writing from our leadership. So those were some of the core ways that we activated. And I think we've had some pretty good success with that.
That's interesting. So your communications team, they used the employer brand, the EVP playbook for their tone of voice and language.
Yeah, so some of it, they certainly used a lot of the language we use in terms of the pillars, had alignment with us. And they actually share a lot of our stories that we tell as well of our colleagues and their experiences. They'll share those internally from our career site.
Great, yeah, because usually then the other way around. Okay, so any initiatives that you are particularly proud of that you'd like to highlight to our listeners?
Sure. So I think, you know, the success we had really in our first year was pivotal in where we are today. You know, so when I started, my role was really to rebuild this function from the ground up, literally starting with no files. I was new, my boss was new, you know, and really trying to figure out, you know, who are our key stakeholders. You know, in the course of my first year, you know, we had this very ambitious roadmap from, you know, researching, you know, doing focus groups, executive interviews, you know, nailing down our EVP. We moved from one technology for our career site to another technology. We redesigned, rewrote our entire career site. We, you know, launched into social content and storytelling. We launched our employee referral program, an internal communications for that, our Glassdoor communication internally. So we did a tremendous amount of work in my first year, and I'm so proud of what we were able to accomplish and the experience that I was able to gain from that. I think, you know, that's a lot to do in the course of 1 year. And we worked so hard and we worked so collaboratively with so many teams, and we just got it done. And I think, you know, where we are today is due large in part to the work we did up front.
Great. Okay. And along the journey, I'm sure you've hit some brick walls. Any hard lessons that you can share with us?
Yeah. So, you know, something I think I've learned just, you know, in doing this at two companies now is just understanding who are the key players. And, you know, having someone in a senior leadership position who can champion the work that you're doing and can help bring those stakeholders to the table. And, you know, if people are apprehensive and, you know, working across silos, you know, having that senior leader, you sort of bring people together. So it opens the doors to collaboration. And I think the earlier you can identify those players and bring them to the table and, you know, show that you value their opinion and that you, you know, want to work collaboratively to be successful, you know, I think that's critical to success in an employer brand role because there are so many people that need to weigh in on the work that you're doing.
So help our listeners say, who would be the usual suspects to bring in?
Yeah, so I would say marketing, you know, and then within marketing, you might have your brand team, you might have your creative team, your social media partners. So for us, those are, you know, critical. We have a great relationship with our strategic comms partners. We have a, you know, very big community effort. So we work closely with our public affairs team, media relations, and then our HR partners, like our HR business partners. And then ultimately our head of HR is a huge champion for us. So we always want her, you know, looped in as well.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, $1 million question. How do you go about measuring ROI on employer brand?
Sure. So I think that's something, you know, Citizens does really well. We are a very metrics-driven organization, and we are very focused on ROI, you know, and the investments that we make. You know, making sure that there is really an impact, you know, to our strategy and to our recruitment efforts. So, you know, we look, you know, you sort of have two sides of this. You have your employer brand side and then your recruitment marketing side. On the employer brand side, you know, we might look at things like our Glassdoor score, our Indeed score, you know, and even within that, you know, would you recommend to a friend? We have surveys that go out into to new hires, you know, so there's data from that side. On the recruitment marketing side, I think it's a bit easier to measure. You know, so when we look at our media metrics, we look at, you know, app to hire ratios, cost per hire, cost per apps, you know, our we not only look at, you know, source of hire, but attribution, you know, where, what was the path to apply and what other medias are influencing the candidate. You know, we, and then we have our SEO, we have, you know, all of our website analytics, we have our social media, you know, we look at engagement rates and click-through rates. So, and then email marketing, we have all of the data, you know, on that side. So we certainly look at a lot of things. You know, I think, you know, what makes it tricky is there's so many different sources of data, and how do you pull them all into, you know, one dashboard, one presentation, and really get a full view? You know, I think we're getting there, and that's something where, you know, we continue to work on. Another thing that we're working on is really understanding the quality of hire by source. So we're trying to match up our media data, our double click tag data, to either performance data or assessment scores, you know, over time. So I think that's something that's certainly a work in progress for us. And another thing, you know, we're working to get more real time data, you know, which I think is, you know, tricky to pull stuff out of your ATS real time and match it up with your media hires. So stuff we're working on there.
Great. Okay. So in general, for employer brand managers out there listening to this, what are your, let's say, your top three tips?
Sure. So I think, you know, when you're starting out, you know, really trying to create a strategy and a vision of, you know, where you're going, you know, what are your goals, how are you going to achieve them, and then drawing out a roadmap, you know, having a game plan, you know, having timelines, you know, and doing your very best to stay the course, because you will certainly hit roadblocks, you will certainly have bumps in the road, you'll, you know, have a lot of challenges. But I think if you can really stick to your vision and, you know, work to your timelines, leverage your champion, you know, you can have great success if you stay the course. So that's one thing I would say. And I've mentioned this, but I think finding a champion for your work who is influential in your organization, I would say, you know, the two companies I've worked for, you know, we've had very senior leaders who were supporting our efforts and really, you know, able to help us make the, you know, whether it was the business case or bringing, you know, key leaders to the table. I think having that champion who's influential is key. The third one, I think, you know, different people are going to have different opinions. I would say, you know, you really need to have some form of a budget to do this work. I know people have done it for very little. Some people have done it on, you know, no budget. You know, but for the work I've done, I certainly, you know, needed to have some form of a budget, and, you know, understanding what the costs are, being realistic about it, you know, you know, doing your research and then putting together a business case to really advocate for those dollars. You know, I did this in healthcare, and, you know, certainly there's challenges, you know, in nonprofit to get a budget. But I think ultimately, if you can prove the need and, you know, success stories, you know, whether it's, you know, people in your same industry, you know, using data to really build the case to get those dollars, you know, I think that's really critical.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's look at look beyond Citizens Bank and what other companies, what other employers out there inspire you?
Sure. So right now, I would say I've had some really great interactions actually with Zappos. I was at Inbound not too long ago and listening to Lane Sutton, who actually recently had on, and he pointed out sort of Zappos. You know, and their candidate experience and what they look for in talent. And I tweeted them and they tweeted me right back, you know, and just a fun dialogue. And I think they create that really great wow experience, whether you're a customer or you're just someone who's tweeted at them. I think they really do a great job at building that, you know, that wow experience, as they say. And then, I'm a big fan of Starbucks. I think what they, you know, just their social responsibility, how they talk about their partners, you know, in the restaurants, you know, you go into Starbucks, they, you know, have right up on the counter, who's their star of the week. Here's why they're the star of the week. It really makes it, it's meaningful. It's meaningful recognition. You know, I think they really do a lot for the people who work for them. And I just think they have a really positive message and create a really positive brand experience.
So, yeah, that's interesting. So why do they call them partners? Because they obviously, they're not like partners like in a law firm.
Sure. You know, I actually don't know the answer to that. I don't. I should probably look it up.
Well, I need to get Starbucks on the show. Right. Yeah. What's up next for Employer Brand in general and for Employer Brand at Citizens Bank?
Sure. So for us, you know, next year, we are going to revisit our EVP, you know, going through an IPO and, you know, being a couple years out now, I think, you know, we as an organization have shifted and there's been some really great changes, I think, to our culture. And we want to recognize that in our EVP. Another really cool thing I'm excited about is empathy mapping. And so ultimately, we will do this with our agency partner. And so, you know, you build your candidate persona, you map out their candidate journey, and then you identify the emotions that this person feels along the path, and then you create your communications to align with that. So pretty excited about that, seeing where we go, you know, and the impact it has on our work and our candidate experience. We are in the process of building an internal career site. We really want to focus on our colleague candidate experience. We have a really great external facing website, really great search functionality, great content. And we want to bring that to our colleagues. They are a top source of hire for us. And we want to mirror that experience. And then I would say, you know, we're in banking and we're probably a little bit further behind than some in the social space. So I think we have a really great plan in place. We have great partners on our social media team with the bank. So I'm really excited to see how we grow and expand in the social space next year.
Great. Okay. Final question, Debbie. Where can our listeners learn more about your work and where can they connect with yourself?
Sure. So I think for me, best place is LinkedIn. So certainly reach out there. I do have Twitter. I admittedly don't use it very often. So I would say LinkedIn.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. I hope that was useful. Everything that Debbie and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you will be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com. Now, in case you missed it, we've recently released an ebook on our favorite topic, employer branding. Yes, it's called The 12 Essentials of Employer Branding, and you can download it today at linkhumans.com/ebook. So that's very simple. Just go to linkhumans.com/ebook, and you can download it from there. Please let me know what you think of it. Now, finally, if you want to get in touch with me, perhaps learn a bit more about the employer brand work that I do with companies, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's jorgen@linkhumans.com. And I can send you some more details from there. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in and look forward to catching up with you next time. Hey, doll!
So, why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water?
No idea.
Because he was a little horse.